Have you ever had somebody comment on one of your videos like, well, who are you to be giving advice about this? What do you know about it? I got something I think is going to help you guys. And don't worry, I'm not driving right now. Me and the puppers, we're sitting here in the In-N-Out parking lot. And for those that know, I'm going to be here for 30 minutes, so I got some time. Somebody commented on one of my videos, and I wanted to bring this up because I think it's a really cool lesson. And he said, who are you to be talking about this subject? Well, I've done it. If you want to overcome imposter syndrome or you want the credibility to talk about something, do it. Get results with something. You can say anything you want about it. See, I was talking about writing a book, and not only have I written one book, I've written two, and I've helped many people publish a book, and my first book became a $1 million sales funnel. So I know a little bit about it, right? Got a little bit of understanding because I've published two books and I own a publishing company. I help people write and publish books. And he's like, well, who are you to be talking about this? Keep in mind the guy commenting never wrote a book, wanted to, had no idea what he was talking about, and he just wanted to talk crap like some troll on the internet. So for you, how can you become a credible source? Just talk about the things that you know. I have two ways to overcome imposter syndrome. Get results for yourself or get results for somebody else. Get results for a client or a customer. For example, if you're a personal trainer and you've lost 50 pounds yourself, nobody can take that journey away from you. Nobody can take that transformation away from you. Does that make sense? Or if you help somebody else go lose 50 pounds, you have the before photos, the after photos. Nobody can take that away from you. So yeah, you're a pretty damn credible source on the subject. Nobody can take away what it was like, the pain or the emotion before your transformation. And that's who you are. That's your journey. That's your path. And so, yeah, you have every right on planet Earth to talk about the things you saw, the things you experienced, your lessons learned, and the journey that you've been through. So back to this little troll's comment. Who are you to be talking about this? Well, brother, I'm somebody that's done it, so you can't take that away from me. Now, is my way the right way? No, but my way works for me, and I'll put out content about the thing that works for me. And for you, your story matters, your journey matters. And if you've ever ran into like this, well, I hope people don't comment, get results for yourself. Nobody can take that away from you. Jay-Z has a really cool quote that I love. Men lie, women lie, and numbers don't. Results don't lie. If you've done it yourself, nobody can take that away from you. I love creators here that just share like real, genuine results. Like, hey, it's not $1 million, but I made 10 grand last month. I love nothing more. Own where you're at. Own who you are, own what you've done. Don't make it prettier than it is. Don't make it worse than it is. Own where you're at. And I found that when you talk just authentically and real about the results that you've gotten for yourself or another client, it's the coolest thing ever because nobody can ever, ever, ever take that away from you. So if you ever get those little haters in your comments or trolls in your comments or whatever, just know that if you've got that result for yourself or you got that result for somebody else, you've done it. Congratulations. You're a boss. You're a boss babe. You're a badass, and you have every right on planet Earth to talk about your experience. I love you. I believe in you. I hope this helps you. This is my world. It cannot